News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And good morning. I'm Allie Stevens in for Mark Lawrence with WKOK Sunrise. And we have a special guest today, the mayor of the city of Sunbury, Joshua Brocious. And can you hear me, Josh?
Yes, I can. Oh, how are you doing this morning?
Sorry, it's always a slow start when I come back in and fill in for Mark, so I apologize for the technical issues. Good morning. Thanks for calling in, and tell us a little bit about how long you have been the mayor of Sunbury. I am out of the loop because I'm not on the radio every day, so I don't know how long you've been in office.
Nope, it's been a year and a little over 2 months now.
Okay. And how have you enjoyed being the mayor of Sunbury?
I have very well enjoyed it. I mean, I have got to meet a lot of great people.
I'm sorry, you cut out. A lot of what?
A lot of wonderful citizens in the city of Sunbury and help them along. Got to meet a lot of wonderful other elected officials in the valley just trying to make this place a better place. So it's been a very good experience this first year and 2 months so far.
Wonderful. Well, you've got a whole new year ahead of you. I know we're already into March. It goes by so quickly the first couple of months. But what are some of the projects that you're looking forward to this year in Sunbury?
Well, I think one of the biggest things here is just continuing to move the city forward. I know just recently the city has been in talks with getting acquisition and acquiring the Celotex lot up there so we get that developed for the city, get that piece of property back on the tax rolls to create jobs in the city of Sunbury, to keep the city moving on a business aspect. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to getting completed this year.
Okay.
Something else to look forward to that, you know, we've never done in the past, doing something new, is having this summer kickoff party. I mean, we're trying to orient that around our local city businesses, the school district, incorporating some other outside communities like Northumberland. Just, you know, do something different and, you know, make it fun for our local community and the valley as well.
The venue that you have along the river is just, you know, something special and unique that many other communities don't have. So I'm sure you can incorporate that as well as part of the kickoff, you know, having outdoor summer activities.
Oh, yeah. You're pretty much a mind reader there, Allie, because that's exactly where we are going to have it. We're going to have it down by the river to see the awesome view, to see one of our biggest assets in the city is that river and the riverfront. So, yes, all the activities will be taking place down there. It's going to be a great day.
Wonderful. We're talking with Joshua Brocious, mayor of City of Sunbury. I know that there's always work going on in the roads in Sunbury. Are there any major projects this summer for construction?
Oh, yeah. So last year we completed the Reagan Street project. Now we're going to continue to branch off of that. Now this year we're going to be getting plans and bids to do Susquehanna Avenue, continue the storm water separation in that northern part of the city, and that will also tie into the Celotex utilities up there to make that more efficient for when businesses go up there. Market Street, the streetscaping, that will be starting this summer as well. And those are just a few on top of the head. I mean, we are doing the south end, 2nd Street, looking to do some work down there as well. So there is going to be a lot of construction taking place, but it is good construction because it's going to be helping moving the city forward along with benefiting the citizens as well at the same time.
Okay. It looks like Mark wants me to ask you about new parking meters coming to Sunbury.
Yes. So last year we approved to get new parking meters. We have received them. They're all installed on Market Street. And I mean, that was something that needed to be done for 20 years. We got it accomplished last year. So that's a good thing to the city of Sunbury because now all the meters are working. That will help generate more revenue for the city. So that was a big accomplishment that the city did because in the past, you know, some worked, some didn't, but now they all work. And now to help continue to generate revenue and funds for the city of Sunbury.
Okay, so those are all in place now and working well. That's good news. So Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated is a really big part of Sunbury. They really do a lot of work alongside of the city of Sunbury. What is some of the work that you're doing with them this year?
Well, this year, in the past year, we did some business meet and greet. This year, we are also partnering with them. They have taken over the business meet and greet for, you know, the local businesses, trying to get them in the same room, talking, bouncing ideas off each other, how we can continue to grow for businesses to come to the city of Sunbury. So we're partnering with them to, you know, try to help our businesses that way. For the summer kickoff, we have one of the board members, Slade Schreck. He is helping assist with planning that and organizing that. So those are just a few ideas off to kick off the year, how, you know, we're going to be working together, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all here for the same reason, to, you know, to showcase our city and also make it a better place for all our citizens.
We're talking with the mayor of Sunbury, Joshua Brocious. Any updates on Sunbury Police? How is staffing, and what is the growth of Sunbury Police?
Yes, this year we budgeted to hire another full-time officer, so we will be making a new hire here come mid-year. We just went through all the candidacies and stuff like that, so we do have a candidate that we will be hiring later this year to add another full-time officer to our staff to continue to police our streets and continue to keep them safe for our citizens. Because I know I work along with Chief Hare and all the officers, and they truly care about the city of Sunbury and keeping our citizens safe. And as I said it once before, and I'll say it again out there, you know, if you come to Sunbury and do a crime, you're going to get caught. It's just a matter of time. I mean, you look at the past history, all these violent crimes and things like that, all those suspects have been brought up on charges. So we're going to continue to crack down with this another full-time police officer, and we're looking to hire more in the future as well.
Excellent. We're talking with the mayor of the city of Sunbury, Joshua Brocious. When you were elected, you know, obviously you can't anticipate what a position like this would take over your life and, you know, how it would change you. What are you know, your goals for the next year, 2 years ahead?
Well, I know one of the biggest goals I have is just trying to get everybody to work together. Many times individuals feel because it's not their idea, it's not a good idea. I'm just trying to change that vision that some people may have, because we're all here for the same reason, is to make Sunbury a better place. And I think over a year, I think council has done a great job working together to get things accomplished. Now I'm just slowly trying to now, you know, to bring more citizens and to get involved, to bring more businesses to get involved, because a quote from Tom Webb Spyglass, you know, all boats rise with the rising tide. So that's what I'm trying to show everyone, hey, we all can be successful if we work together. That's one of my biggest goals here. And another goal that I have, I think it's going to benefit everybody, is to continue to develop our recreation. We have an ice rink. We have the riverfront. Those are two big assets in the city of Sunbury. I want to continue to upgrade and develop them so they're the best in the area, and people are coming to Sunbury to use those facilities.
Wonderful. We thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any other last words that you'd like to throw in before we head out of the interview?
Just get in your community. Sunbury, Northumberland, wherever you hear my voice at, get, because it is your home and you should have seen what happens. So just get involved, because if we all work together, we can make it a great area.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say.
That's
yep.
Wonderful. I really appreciate your time this morning. I know that you're a busy man, so thanks so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. And I wish you the best in 2023.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and have a great day. We'll continue with WKOK Sunrise next.